You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for being in the community. Thank you so much for fueling the wisdom orb with your amazing vibrations and being in the space with us. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you. Thank you for being here. It's an amazing energy we're feeling right now. It's really amazing to be in the collective consciousness. And I know I get an infusion every time we jump on. You can probably hear it in my voice. Every time we jump on, there's just an infusion. Beautiful souls everywhere, everywhere. The Wisdom of the Ancients is about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, practices, knowledge, and wisdom, but not only from our own planet, from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, from the past, from the present, from the future, all timelines compressed. In this time-space reality. And, you know, we've dedicated this particular season to expressions of truth and expansion, really looking to bring you and bring into the space all that is divine truth, all that is going to aid us in our own expansion and the expansion of consciousness and the raising of consciousness for all beings in all realms. So it is going to be an amazing show today. I promise you that. We have someone very, very special for you. And, of course, you all know who it is, but I'm not going to announce it quite yet. So may we all be open to receiving any messages that the divine has for us so that we truly become an offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness of all beings. And as we settle down into the space now to hear and absorb this information, so that it truly resonates with our soul. We call in the ancient ones and the beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today and open our hearts. And really today, especially today, let's all really connect in with our higher selves and ask that our higher self is the one, you know, in the driver's seat, so to speak, really bringing forth the listening, because the information today is really, really important. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, a medium, and a multi-sensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She literally pinpoints it immediately. So if you are looking for a reading from Crystal today, star 2 to raise your hand, and many of you are, put your question in on the web. I just wanted to put that in right now. Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. The Academy for the Soul was born through Crystal Hughes as the online school for intuitive arts. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a divine conduit of truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into the purpose work. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts and share those gifts with the world as an offering. As an international leader in her field, Crystal frequently speaks on various topics such as energy medicine, the power of the mind to manifest, human consciousness, healing and health, spirituality, as well as relationship strategies. But more so in the last few years, really integrating the work of Archangel Metatron, who has really come down to her and Crystal channels Metatron in her various programs and sessions. So welcome, Crystal. It's amazing to have you on Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, hello, Wisdom of the Ancients community. So great to be here. I can feel the heartbeat. I can feel the heartbeat. It's really strong, beautiful, sparkling, powerful. Thank you, Ian, for having me here today.
Of course, yeah, the collective pulse. The collective synchronicity. Beautiful. So everyone, Crystal today is going to be talking about telepathic communication, connecting, receiving, and transmitting. And some of the things that you'll be hearing about today, Crystal's going to identify the most significant organ of your body and the importance of its functioning for enhancing your telepathic communication. We'll be exploring the mystical connection that occurs when you use your telepathic apparatus in a way that it was meant to, which is to provide clarity. You'll learn the simple exercise that will instantly open the channels for clear communication with your higher self. So there's more. There's more. So, again, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to participate in the Q&A or the intuitive reading part of the show. And Crystal is going to be answering this question for you. So you can ask Crystal, what is your type of telepathy and what is the cause of the toxicity? Right, so the toxicity related to telepathy, and of course I'll let Crystal speak to that in just a moment, but then also that exercise that we alluded to, Crystal's going to be taking us through an exercise also to either enhance your telepathy or to initiate it. I'm not sure. Crystal, what is that exercise going to do for people?
It definitely will enhance and open those channels, and it's very simple. It's going to surprise you.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I think, you know, I would like to get this started because the questions coming through to me to ask, really, you know, framing this conversation around telepathy. And so the first question that's kind of coming through, Crystal, is what role does telepathy play in connecting with our higher selves? And also, you know, why is that important?
The role that it plays. It is the way of the soul. This is the preference. This is the preference of the universe and the divine to connect with you. When we talk about channeling truth or becoming a vessel of truth, being a conduit of truth, we have to look deeper. What is truth? Truth is light. And what is light? What is that light? Light is sound. It actually is a vibrational sound wave through the ethers and into your being. And so there's always this energy moving in and through and around you. And we're going to see how much of that energy and that light of truth can actually come in. The degree of energy that can come through you is the amount of information that can come to you and move through you to others. So this truly is the path. If you want to be an intuitive channel, if you want to actually be a vessel of truth, this is what the universe means by that. Learning about your own specific way of communicating and also being able to translate that light frequency wave into a directive. So it means everything with connecting and communicating.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So when we talk about telepathy, I think that some of us might have certain preconceived perceptions around telepathy, maybe being something like, oh, I can read someone's mind, or I know what someone else is thinking, or maybe someone who I think is telepathic can communicate to me, maybe putting thoughts in my mind. Can you maybe clarify maybe that myth or the perceptions that might be out there regarding telepathy?
Telepathy can be tapping into the subtle frequencies of a person's energetic field. We call that scrying, when someone can kind of pluck the subtle vibrations and possibly even thought forms out of a person's aura. But the way that I see telepathy is actually it is an energy vibration that lives in the subtle realm. And it transcends physicality. And so what we see is that within the dimensions of the mind, there is a place where there is no interference. There's no time-space kind of dimension. We go out of that, and that vibration as sound travels through and down into you and establishes contact with you. So I'm not talking about necessarily someone that's able to implant thought forms into your aura when I'm talking about telepathic communication. I'm talking about the channels, the intuitive channels, and the gateways and the centers within your energetic structure and how those actually work. So we're not fantasizing this, and we're not talking about the shadow side of maybe what we've heard, but we're actually going deep and looking in, because if you've heard me before, if you know me, my way is to really get to the scientific background and the depth of something to understand it, and then also to be able to transcend into the higher realms, the celestial realms, and bring those two together, weaving them together. When we look at telepathic communication again, we have to look at it coming from both ways, right? I like to say it's a two-way street. We have to recognize the incoming messages and what those are for. The incoming messages of that light of truth, those are the messages from your higher self, stepping stones to get you to the place where you can be accomplished in your mission. You can be accomplished as the spiritual being that you hope to be, and that you actually take ownership as the way shower for others, the light worker, if you will, and to also move all the way down the path until you reach that state of liberation where you come into full enlightenment. So that's what we're interested in. And it's so natural to be able to utilize our capacity for telepathic communication. It's innately wired within us. But our society many times will again kind of put that, you know, different label or evil label on it. But I want everyone to just relax into knowing and trusting this is a natural occurrence in our higher self reality. And that's the reality that we truly are choosing to live in, and really becoming the embodiment of our higher self. So why would we not want to learn the way that is our higher self's way of expressing our directives and being able to channel and communicate our next step that will have us feel alive, feel that we are truly divine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you said something, you know, really, I think very poignant there, and I made a note of it. You said we're innately wired to be telepathic. So I'm going to put myself out on a limb here by saying that a lot of people feel that it's a very special gift or something that only the appointed few have the ability, or the capacity maybe rather, to be telepathic. But what you're saying is that we're all wired to be telepathic. It is the way of our higher self communication. It is the way for us to channel and communicate. So let me ask you this. If it is so, then what's in the way of that? Why do we seem to not have that capacity or that ability now? What causes that failure, if you can term it failure?
When we look at the degree to which we're using our telepathic communication channels, we do have to look and see what those blockages are and how blocked we are and the amount of toxicity that we hold. We also have to look at our perspective, and we have to look at how worthy we feel that we are. And I see that a lot of times people feel unworthy. Many times they have a lack of confidence within themselves. They have lack of trust when it comes to deciphering the messages. They'll actually take themselves out because of that lack of belief. And when we trace that back, we can see that that lack of belief obviously can come from past lives. It can come from experiences in this lifetime where we've been taught that there is a certain way to get to God. You know, in certain religions, we're not allowed to speak to God. We are told that we have to go to a specific place and we have to go to a specific person and they're going to talk to God. So we're not capable. This programming runs through our lifetimes, through our genealogical timelines. And so we have deep within our being limitations that we've put upon ourselves and subconscious beliefs that we're just reacting to. And so it's time to really start to work on opening ourselves and opening the door to a deeper understanding, a deeper understanding of the way, the specific way we're wired, our specific way of being a telepathic channel, right? And that helps us, when we open up to that, we can clear the interferences. We can start to now, instead of being desperate, you know, oh, you know, I want to be intuitive. I want to trust my intuition. I want to live as my higher self. I'm tired of this suffering. I'm tired of this doubt. We can instead build up confidence within the self. And that's truly what we need to do. We have to start to accept the reality of who we are. And we have to come out with that to others. And I always like to say, you know, we might perceive ourselves as not doing it right or that we failed in the past and we're trying to bring our failure into our future. And because we bring it into our future, you know, we seem to be kind of spiraling up towards that state of awakening. But here we go again. You know, that old pattern popped up and it's not comfortable. And so we beat ourselves up that, oh, my God, here I go again. I'm having to deal with this behavioral pattern or this habit. I haven't, you know, gotten over that yet. I thought I cleared it, but maybe I didn't. And so we have that tendency to beat ourselves up. All of this causes this cloudiness around us, and it causes us again to think that we're not worthy or we're not good enough. But the reality is we keep coming around to a deeper level of what we need to work on, to purify. So when you were talking about, is everyone able to do this, and it's not just one of these, like, you know, privileges. Well, there is part of that a privilege, because the divine is always searching. The divine is searching for those that are pure in heart. And the divine is actually always wanting to channel light as truth down into this realm and through beings that are pure-hearted. And it can only do that if you're pure-hearted but your channels are clogged. How are you gonna allow the divine to choose you? Do you see? You're saying that you want to be open and ready and do this work, but if you're not clear and clean and you haven't fully committed to that, it's going to be delayed. So we do have to look at our level of commitment, our level of devotion, our level of purity of heart, and those are the values that the divine's looking for in someone to actually channel.
But there is possibility. There's possibility. there's definitely possibility there for those. There's a path. It's not just possibility.
It's a path.
So, yeah. Now, you know, speaking about, you know, so we have, let's just take anyone. We have someone that is right now on the phone going, I really, really resonate with this. I really, really feel that this is something that the divine wants me to work on. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to work on, you know, whatever I need to do to get to a place where I can open up my telepathic communication, my capacity to maybe communicate telepathically. speaking about things that might be inherent, you know, maybe past life trauma or, you know, I'm just throwing things out. What are some of the blockages that someone might have who has the intention, but there are things that maybe they're not aware of? What are some of the things that people need to become aware of in order to open up those telepathic communication paths?
It might surprise you, but a big blockage that I see as I tune in is withholding information. And that is anywhere from, you know, I'm getting this hit, but I'm not going to say it out loud because I'm afraid that I'm going to sound stupid, or maybe it's inappropriate to say it. It also goes all the way to secrets that you've been holding in your family unit, right? So what happens, Ian, is when we have our channels open, and especially I'm talking about, let's say that we're getting a clairaudient message. It comes through the throat chakra. And so we've got this clairaudient message. We heard something. If I heard something for you right now, your higher self is talking to me, and I have a message for you. And I have permission by you to communicate that, but I don't share it because, ooh, maybe it's a touchy subject. Maybe I don't want to hurt your feelings, right? I'm starting to project already what I think your reaction is going to be towards me, Crystal, as a human. And I don't know. I really want you to love me. I really want you to like me. Am I going to actually say that? Because it could be tender. Could be that it's a touchy trigger. If I hold that back, that's what I call the withhold. If I'm holding that back, nothing else can come through this throat chakra. I can't put that to the side. The higher selves, my higher self and your higher self, are waiting. So they're kind of in the ethers looking down upon us, kind of going, say it, Crystal, say it to him, tell him. And so what we see are these withholds cause major blockages in the channels. And so we have to really work on ourselves to be able to have, again, that level of confidence. That lower dimensional self has to change. And it has to take that inner directive and be able to communicate the truth of that in a loving way. And move the ego out of the way, if you will. And so when we step into becoming the channel, we become the conduit, we become the guide, the way shower. We have to monitor that energy coming through. That's our responsibility. And so the energy comes through. We share it in the most loving way. Most of the time, I do a really good job at this. Sometimes, you know, I even don't want to communicate it because it might come across as very sharp, right? It might be like, oh, man, this is going to get her, you know? And you know, I've learned that until I communicate that which comes through, I can't get the next round of information. So that number one blockage with telepathic communication are the withholds. And we look way deep in our journey from the past, and we see the secrets, and we see how in past lives we had to hide out. We couldn't be out in the open with our telepathic communication gifts, with our intuitive gifts. You see, we might get hung, we might get burned. We might get ostracized. We might get kicked out. We might be shut down even by our own family, rejected. We might be called crazy, witchy. All these things have built up, and they're still in our system. We haven't yet, as a society, cleared this. We're still functioning from the old masculine paradigm, but it is our time to clear it. Everything is starting to shift so that we can clear it. And I remembered, you know, I remember when I first started going through this opening, right? So around 30 years old, which was, oh my goodness, you guys, we're talking about, you know, 18, 19 years ago, when I started going through my opening and my awakening, I had many experiences. And one was pretty trippy to me at the time because, again, you know, I have a lot of left brain. And that used to make me feel safe and secure, right? It's like I'm really attached. At that time, I was really attached to that left brain and how that was going to keep me safe and really help me in a time of transition. But anyway, as I was going through my opening, I've had numerous experiences, but this was my lightning bolt experience. This was like the wake-up call, bam, energy came through my body, zapped me. And I literally was shaking, and I was able to see immediately through the veil. And I saw this beautiful beam of light coming down, and I saw this crown. And with the crown, there was these beautiful gemstones at the tips. And what I understood is that these actually were the Pleiadians. And the energy coming through me started channeling information, inspirational information. And over the course of about, oh, I don't know, weeks to years, right, started out very strongly. And this information, I'd be driving down the street, and all of a sudden, here they would be visiting me, and the information would come through, and I'd have to pull off, you know, on the side of the road and find a little place and start to literally just write down the information, the truth, and the recognition. For me, that was difficult because I didn't know who they were. But they had introduced me to the beings of love, light, power, and service, and I started to become intimate with them. I started to open, and I started to accept myself as this channel. Also, an experience I had was from that moment on, they started having me do things. And so they had me actually go to different locations. At that time, I was living in Topanga Canyon, very close to Malibu. And they had me go and hike into the mountains of Malibu. And they started showing me how to create these anchors of light and pillars of light in the shape of the star tetrahedrons. And so I would put down two pillars. I would anchor them. My heart would channel light into those pillars. And then I'd go out, let's say the two pillars were in, you know, the beach, and then I would go out into the center of the ocean. And then I would put the two pillars in the ocean and bring them down so that I had the six-pointed star. And so we're talking about someone that's so left brain now coming into, what am I doing? I am actually being a vessel for this light to be anchored. And as they explained to me, setting up the star tetrahedrons would help support all of humanity live in the as above, so below. And so maybe some of you listening have had experiences like this, where you're kind of just going along in your life, but suddenly something happens and you start to hear voices of beings, or someone's visiting you, or you feel the energy around you, and you start to wonder, what's going on? What's happening to me? And I think it's very important. It brings up this important opportunity for us to make sure we understand how we're wired and what we have as these kind of telepathic tools, so that we can utilize the information, the energy as it comes through for the highest good, and not get stuck on, you know, what was that? What happened? But also, do we stay doing that, or do we have a progression and we're moving even beyond that? So I'm here to really support people in understanding the specifics around their telepathic apparatus, the way that they translate the information through their body, their type of telepathy, and being able to then move into the fullness of their purpose. Because I could have myself kind of gotten caught up in how fascinating that is, right? Like, ooh, wow, you know, I have a history. I'm a Palladian. And just stay at that stage. But again, we need to ask for the ultimate expression of our soul to come through us. And when we have those gates open and the channels open and we understand how we're meant to draw that light of truth through our body, we then can understand more of how we are the gift and how the universe wants to move us into action and to animate our being. So the question again becomes, you know, who are we for the divine? Because it's time for us to get over what we think we need to be doing and to let go of what I call the mundane reality so that we can live that brilliant reality inspired by divinity.
Mm. Lovely, lovely. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you, maybe for the sake of people who joined a little bit later as well, maybe missed the first part of the show, so just really adding or clarifying what you're talking about now, telepathic communication is a way to get to that state. If you have an ability that's inherent, that's innately wired, but it's not you haven't developed that yet, then that is restricting your ability to get that to that state, correct?
Yes, we look at the condition of the telepathic apparatus. And so when I would tune in to a person, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, right? Created Academy for the Soul, where I literally take someone from that state of questioning, am I really intuitive? Am I really getting these messages, Crystal? All the way up to really being bold and confident and trusting. And what we're looking at is when we look at this telepathic apparatus and we start to notice how this works within us, we can, if we ignore it, if we don't look at, let's go that way, if we don't look at the specifics of how we're wired and what kind of way we flow that, then what happens is we can actually think we're more evolved than what we are. You see, we get into that kind of higher realm, like get into the awe of the channeling. Right. So my example was when the Palladians started communicating to me and I realized that I had past existences in that realm, in that star system, literally. And I could have thought, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm just going to be the channel for this energy and that's what I'm offering. And I could have stopped there thinking that I was translating correctly my mission. But when I went deeper into discovering a little more about myself, I started realizing that that's one of the things that I can do, but it's not all that I'm meant to do here. I'm not just meant to channel Palladian wisdom for people, although I could. And when you start to really open up and look deeper, you start to see that there's specific things that you can do to guarantee that your translation of the information is accurate. And I think that's one of the most important things with the apparatus, is that it allows us to be prepared. Apparatus really means to make ready for, to prepare. So we have to look at your apparatus. And the universe is so dedicated to turning that apparatus on, to having you receive messages, which literally translates to your transmitting the energy, receiving the energy, or both, and living on purpose. So living it out as a receiver, a transmitter, or both. And these are the specific ways that you could be wired.
Okay, well, good. So we are going to go to questions, but not right now, because one of the things that we're going to have people ask you is what type of telepaths they are. And so we need to cover that so people are, they have the context. But also the other thing is about the toxicity that you mentioned. So let's have you talk about two things. Let's talk about the three types of, or the two types, I don't know, is it the receiver, transmitter, or both? Is that
mm-hmm.
it, or a connector?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's three types.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk about that so people have a sense of, you know, who they are and what each involves. And then next thing we'll do is we'll talk about the toxins that are interfering with people's ability to either receive or
sure.
or transmit. So let's start with, you know, the types. Tell us about the types of telepath that someone might be.
Yeah, so there's the receivers, the transmitters, or what I call the biceivers, B-I-ceivers, so can do both, right? And we're all on a path to really being good, right, at whatever it is we're wired to be, okay? So we want you as a receiver, obviously, to understand what that means. And if you're a receiver, I know we've got people in, you know, the audience here that are receivers. What that means is you're truly open. You're open to accept signals that have been sent by the universe. These signals come through your apparatus, and your apparatus specifically converts the electrical pulsations as signals into sound vibration. So it detects those signals that are being broadcast from the universe through your higher self, right? Or from the cosmic beings through the higher self, or we could even say in animal communication, right? Elemental communication. And the receivers are excellent at converting those signals that are being broadcast as sound vibrations into visible or audible forms, which means they're going to be able to turn it into images, or they're going to be able to turn that into a communication. So they'll hear a message. Receivers work a lot with the messenger angels. And those messenger angels are so wonderful, because messenger angels, really what they're doing is they're making sure that as the information comes through, immediately when it hits your aura, it's translated in the way that you need to receive it, right?
Mm.
So if I communicate something to everyone on this call, hundreds of people, each person is going to have a different way of translating what I said and have a different meaning of that. Right? They're going to make it mean something to them. Receivers are excellent at accepting those signals, and they're excellent as clairaudient channels and clairvoyant channels. Okay? Transmitters. We love transmitters. Transmitters actually transmit electromagnetic waves. They carry the messages or signals into the space. Right? So it comes through their body, and then it picks up a specific message, and then it literally, it can be a specific message or vibration. Let's say that someone is a transmitter and they are transmitting joy, the vibration of joy into the space. So if you walked into that room with that transmitter transmitting joy, what's going to happen to you? You're going to feel joy. You're going to feel joyful. You're going to be like, wow, this space really feels good. Transmitters are so keen at picking up what's needed in a space, right? So they can look in and tune into a person and recognize what that person needs. Maybe that person is sad. And the transmitter goes, wow, I need to bring happiness in. I need to bring that joy in. to their lives, right? Whereas, again, receivers are going to be able to receive what the transmitters send. One of the shadow sides of the receivers, though, is that they're empathic and they are like sponges. So actually, receivers, if you're not careful, you're going to pick up and soak up the sadness that the person brings. Okay, so you have to watch the boundaries if you're a receiver. What is a person sending out? Whereas transmitters, because they're consciously transmitting, they actually have a greater, thicker boundary. Sometimes these are the more left-brainers because, again, they're always observing in their mind. At the party, they're going to be the ones in the corner kind of getting a view, right, of everybody, okay? And so the receivers are more of like the social butterflies kind of making their rounds around the room. But we love this because transmitters can create major shifts and transformation. Now, if you're a biceiver, you're using both. And it's important to understand, again, as a biceiver, you're able to receive as a channel, as a conduit. You're also able to take that energy and to transmit it specifically for a vibrational need. Now, you're not flipping back and forth. The way that this looks is like if you imagine a full spectrum and you kind of toggle, you toggle. So you can literally, like, think of a dimmer switch on the light. You can literally turn down the light or turn up the light, right? That's different than flipping the light on and off. So biceivers, it's available to you on the spectrum of electrical impulses. And in that moment, you can literally adjust in a split second what is required in that moment. You have to watch out for the interference and the accumulation of energy buildup. Okay, so you don't want to get bombarded and you don't want to get overwhelmed. Biceivers, usually because they can do both, they're trying to be everything to all people. And you really have to watch out. You know, you're usually the one that people call on to give advice, okay, because you can see both sides. So that's the way. And today I'm going to be reading which one you are. And again, if you're a receiver, but you've been trying to be a transmitter, it's not going to feel good to you. You know, if you're a transmitter, but you're trying to be a receiver, it's awkward. So I want everyone to understand the importance of really being what they are. You can always grow, and your evolutionary path is that you will become the biceiver, right? Ultimately, when you can really learn to utilize the one that's meant for you to use in this lifetime, if you master that, then you move on to the next, okay? But we can't be both and all things to all people. We need to just kind of not rush into things, but be patient. And now, Ian, you were talking about the interference, you know. When we really get clear, oh, my gosh, it's so beautiful because we step into our purpose. We trust ourselves. Woo-hoo, we're rocking the transmitter. We're rocking the receiver, the biceiver. Like, we're on, and we feel powerful. And we feel the embodiment of divinity within us. That's the result of doing this work. But we have to look at the interference as well as being trained, right? Being trained in what we know we are. The interference can take us out. And one of the major ways that we have interference that can deaden our senses, our intuitive senses, are toxins. Okay, so specifically when we were talking about, you know, you mentioned earlier, what is that number one organ? What's the organ? It's the brain. The brain is actually where we, you know, utilize our capacity to channel the electromagnetic vibrational frequencies through. It's through that we get our answers, right? But what happens is that if we don't detox on a regular basis for clearing those, the brain and also the telepathic communication channels, we are now a victim to forgetfulness, fogginess, cloudiness, loss of memory, lack of clarity, always wanting to know how, you know, how am I going to do that? But how? I can't see it, right? So we have that lack of direction and we doubt. When I work with someone, I work on the physical and I really want to make sure the physical all the way up through the celestial energy bodies of the aura and to the light body are all being managed. So we're upgrading the whole being. We work holistically. One of the interesting points that I find is that toxins are actually stored in our fat. So we have telepathic toxins in the brain. But in the physical body, those toxins are stored in the fat. And so, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. It's crazy because the fat that's stored in the toxins actually are very close to the brain and the nervous system because the brain is made up of between 60 to 80% fat. Okay? So really, really connect the dots here. So we're not just looking at the head brain. We're looking at the three brains. And Amanda Hopkins, who is our beautiful medical intuitive that we absolutely trust, she brought this to my attention as well, is that, Crystal, you can't just look at the head brain. You've got to look at the heart brain and the gut brain. And so when she brought that up, I started looking at what happens when the toxins that are stored in the fat are stagnant. They actually cause a couple things to happen. They actually cause the body to contract. And imagine this. The body is putting the toxins in the fat because it's kind of locking them away so they don't do as much damage to your nervous system. And so they might be in the belly fat, right, causing us less harm, or body fat. And most body fat is at a distance from our vital organs, right, our central nervous system. But what happens is there's other places that we have fat, and this is around the organs. It's what we call visceral fat, which is around mm-hmm. our liver, our pancreas, our kidneys, the GI tract, okay? So what happens is we have to look at the sensitivity of these organs, and we have to really start to say, wow, how much is this impacting my ability for my nervous system to channel light energy through my body and for me to be awake. If you've noticed, we have a lot of these neurological disorders happening, right? And the body turning against itself, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, all of these have been popping up. And it's not a wonder that this is happening, because these telepathic toxins actually are getting into the body and being stored there, and it's throwing us off. When we have the toxins interfering in the head brain, heart brain, and gut brain, you see, these are the soul centers. This is the alignment, the Hara line, if you've ever heard of the Hara, right? It throws mm-hmm. it off center, which means you're not accurate. You're not aligned for receiving and transmitting the wisdom that is coming through. And so, you know, even in this program that we're offering, that's why I have Amanda coming in and doing the bonus here. Because it is so vital, Ian, for us to go deep into the physical as well as going all the way up into the emotional, mental, spiritual, and the light body. So we can't do one without the other. If you want to be an amazing, strong communicator with the divine and with your higher self, it's important for you to also look at where you're holding the toxins and go deep into the brain and into the body.
Wow, amazing information, Crystal. Great show. Wow, thank you for bringing it. You really, this is a great show. We have lots and lots of questions. And so, you know, everyone, if you would like the opportunity, star two to raise your hand. And then, of course, with so many of you with your hands raised, we're just going to have the divine pick for us today, as always. And then we'll do some on the web as well. We'll do some more Q&A later on in the show as well. So let's get right to it. So again, ask Crystal what type of telepath you are, and then where or the cause of your toxicity. And that way, if we keep it to that, we'll get through as many of you as we can on the show. And then it's up to you. Once you have that information, it's up to you what you want to do with it. And so the gift is identifying the information. And many of you will get the hit. You know, even if you don't get picked, you'll get the hit that, oh, that's me too. That's me too. So make sure that you're actually listening to people's answers, because your higher self might say, okay, that's you. And you might already have the information, even if you're not chosen, so to speak. So I'm going to go to the phones first. Let's go to Toronto, Ontario. And the last four digits of the phone number are 6384, and you are on live.
Oh, hurrah. Hi, Ian. Hi, Chris. No, this call has my name all over it. I am so grateful. What's your story, Ms. Crystal? What's my type of telepathy and my toxicity?
What's your name?
I'm sorry. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah. Okay, Karen, so higher self already communicating to me. You're a biceiver, so you can do both. One of the things that we're looking at is a lot of energy now and attention is on the receiving part of that. And so higher self is saying is that we want to heal that receiver up, if you will. The receiver within you has a lot of information for people. And you're meant to actually be global in the communication of what you're channeling. You have the ability to channel people's higher selves. You also do that through a cosmic channel to the central sun. You're bringing a lot of information that is that ancient wisdom down and through, okay? Cause of toxicity, as we look primarily in the toxicity, it's in the frontal lobe of the brain going a little bit into that midbrain of the pineal gland. The percentage of toxicity right now is 62%, okay? Now, when we look at that, we're looking at the shadow side of being too much of the caretaker or caregiver. Those archetypes functioning within you have you give away your energy, okay? So let me see when that was created. Before birth, past life, and we're looking at 24 past lives ago, okay? So you're going to want to do some timeline work on that past life and really start to heal up the shadow side of the caregiver. That's going to help your receiver come back into balance, okay? And we can definitely do that for you, all right?
Thanks, Karen. Right. Much love.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. All right, beautiful. All right, let's go to Bellevue, Washington. It's going to be 1228. Is the last four digits of your phone number.
Yes, hello.
Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call, for taking this number.
Yes.
I would love to know what you pick up for me and the questions and toxicity and what I can do to enhance or improve whatever it is that I have.
Yeah. So what is your name?
I'm Christine.
Okay, Christine. So I'm going to tune in, just connecting with higher self. Okay, you're actually a transmitter. And the transmitter energy for you is actually the gateway of receptivity coming through the crown chakra and the third eye. So you have these two gateways of receptivity. Really beautiful. That's very rare to have two, four, just being a transmitter. Okay. when we look at that, higher self is talking about you being able to peer deep into a person's body. So you're able to see blockages in a person's body, literally peer into their body and see that blockage, okay? As a transmitter, you're able to then transmit the vibration that helps to heal the blockage sitting inside the body. Now, let's take a look at the cause of toxicity. That toxicity is now, it's in the throat chakra. And the percentage of toxicity that we're looking at is about 58%. We're tracing this back through the genealogical lines on your mom's side, right? It's kind of like that don't speak, just be seen and not heard. There's a lot of suppression there. And there's a feeling of you're not allowed. You know, it's like you're not invited to speak. So that kind of shutting off, closing off, pushing away, being invisible, okay? So let me see how many generations ago on mom's side we're looking at. 21 generations ago. So that's really that point of pain that we need to start healing in order to have you come back into balance and start to be able to work on that transmitter, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That sounds spot on.
My goodness. Yeah, no worries. That's why we're doing the program.
Yeah.
So please, you know, don't feel like you don't have help to and support to move forward, okay?
All right.
Terrific.
Much love, Christine.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Troy, New York. The last four digits are 5712. 5712, Troy, New York.
Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, wow. So I was just wondering what you see for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am sitting here saying, I need this right now.
yeah. What was your name?
Marlene.
Marlene. Okay. So just taking a look in, tuning in. All right. So for you, your type of telepathy, really what we're looking at is you're a receiver. You have the gateway of receptivity above, just off your crown chakra, literally about 12 inches above your crown chakra. You are a channel of angels, okay? So you can bring that angelic vibration through your body. As it comes through, it actually gets translated at the heart. So very important to make sure that you have the energy of the heart open. Cause of toxicity for you, let's just take a look here and see where that toxicity is. It's in the back third eye. And what I'm seeing is actually like a blockage. Remember I was talking earlier about the withhold? When you withhold, it literally creates like a solid wooden block that's about 3 inches by 2.5 inches. And that's what I'm seeing there. It's literally a block. So there's something that you have seen that you are hiding. You haven't told people about it, or you only share with certain people. So it's a seeing or a knowing, and it hasn't been communicated. So if you're not sure what that is, it might have been even at childhood. Okay, where you saw something that you had to close down and you didn't feel comfortable sharing that, right? So that, let's just trace that back. How can we clear that block? Okay, so we're going in. All right, so past life, and let's see how many past lives we're going. Oh, 43 past lives ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is fear energy. It's a lot of frightened energy of like, you know, God forbid you share what you see. I see you in that past life where you could look at someone, you could see their higher self, their guides around them, but you could also see if darkness was going to befall them, like if they were going to die. And so you have this ability for premonition, right? So all that fear is still here in the back third eye. That needs to be cleaned up through the past life, and we've got to open that channel for the angelic communication, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Exciting.
Angelic communication.
So how, how do I clear that up, Crystal?
So I'm offering a program on the call today, and there's two different ways you can do it. One is through the telepathic communication teleclass, which is as a group. The other is private one-on-one session, okay, where we're literally going to go in and clean it all up in the session. Okay, so those are two options for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Molly.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
you. Okay, much love. Bring us the light.
So exciting. Love it.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Concord, North Carolina, 1976, 1976. The last four digits of the phone number.
Thank you for my call. I appreciate it. Okay. What is my type? And what is the... Okay.
Toxicity. Yeah, sure. What was your name?
Yeah. Kathy.
Okay. Hi, Kathy.
All right.
Let's tune in. Yeah. All right. So tuning in. So looking at the type of telepathy. Okay. You're a biceiver, receiver and transmitter. Okay. The blockage and the cause of toxicity is in the power center going inside the stomach area. You've not been able to consciously and in a healthy way process things that have been in your environment. People seem to feel comfortable with you, but they dump on you, right? Is that
right.
true? Yes.
Yes.
Right? So they come to you, they're attracted to you, but then bloop, they just vomit out what's going on in their life. They know that you can help them, but they don't have healthy boundaries. You've kind of been sitting with this stuff in your gut, unprocessed. You can't digest it. So there's toxicity built up, and literally, energetically, it kind of looks like you're pregnant there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just see where this came from, where you're kind of like the nice one instead of, holding the boundary because you're afraid that you're going to hurt their feelings, and you don't want to interrupt them, you know? So
right.
Let's just see here. Yeah. This is a genealogical issue, actually, on your father's side through your father's mother. Through that, you know, and it really is about what's appropriate, you know? This feeling like, it's okay for you to be kind of trampled on if it makes the other person happy. So, you know, there's a teaching and a training that came down through the family lines. Let's see how many generations back we're looking. Okay, only four generations back, right? So, you know, you had to have a certain level at which you held yourself and which was appropriate. And unfortunately, it wasn't appropriate to set a healthy boundary, speak up and say, hey, look, you know, I know you want to share this with me, but this is a lot to put on me. I'd love to support you, but obviously for you, sweetie, you've got to do sessions if you're going to give away all that good information. As a biceiver, look, you can receive the information so you know what to tell them. You know what advice to give them. And as a transmitter, you're also kicking in and sending beautiful, powerful, loving, compassionate energy to them. And fortunately for you, you are okay with generating income doing that work as a healer, okay, or as a guide.
Okay.
You're not supposed to do it without an even exchange. And that's kind of what's gotten you into this situation. So for me supporting you, I'd love for you at minimum to go through the teleclass because you need to process that energy, get that energy out, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Kathy. Thank you. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very powerful.
Oh, sweet. Okay, let's go to... the web, and there's a lot of web questions. So let's do this, Crystal. Let's go to, I'll get through as many as we can, And so identifying the type and the toxicity, and we'll see how many we can get to. How does that sound?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Raynell or Renelle from Burlington, Washington. What is my type and my cause of toxicity?
Yeah, and you can just say their name and where they're from, and I'll go ahead and be able to do that. So just tuning in, you actually are a transmitter. You're working to get the transmission and the clarity as a very pure channel. The blockage is up above. The gateway of receptivity is only about 20% open for that because this blockage is a questioning of your ability. So you have a persona that keeps questioning. So that persona is the cause of toxicity. That's taking you out about 52%. So it's not allowing you to be in your power. And let's see where that persona actually was created. Before birth, in the womb, okay? So in the womb, that kind of question of, am I able? Am I capable? Right? And believing in yourself. So that came from mother and father. All right? So let's see how many weeks or months in the womb. So 3 weeks in the womb is when that was created, that blockage.
Mm. Thank you. Judith, J-U-D-I-T, from Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Okay, let's tune in here. You're a biceiver, okay? So when we look at this, we're looking at the gateway of receptivity, right, at the left ear chakra, all right? And it's about 3/4 of the way open. So you actually are receiving the information. Where it's getting caught up is in the throat chakra, not being able to clearly kind of translate that. And there's fear that you're going to tell someone something and it's not going to be accurate, or maybe they're going to reject it, and then that you're going to get hit, you know. So let's see when that was created. Taking you out about 39% of your power before birth, genealogical. That's on mom's side. 4 generations on mom's side, okay? So for you, it's actually really good to do the timeline and make sure that you're going deep into the clearing. That throat chakra and the ear chakra need to be worked on. All right?
Thank you. Sandra from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Okay, tuning in. All right, we're looking at the liver. So actually for you, the liver is holding the toxicity, okay? So you need to do some work energetically, possibly even physically. I'm not a naturopath. I can't, you know, really say that. So just energetically, the toxicity is in there. It's toxicity of anger. And it's not what you think. It's anger because you have been so repressed. You have had to repress yourself, right? And so as you are meant to transmit, but you've had to repress, now you're in opposition within yourself. Part of you is meant and literally built to transmit. The other part of you has been suppressed. So it's like you're jailed somehow or you're held back, okay? And it's not appropriate for you to transmit. Sometimes when you communicate and you transmit, things just kind of come out of your mouth. And that person hasn't given you permission, so then they will turn against you. And so that's really what has caused you to kind of pull back and withdraw. So we're going to have to work that out. A private session with you would be actually the best.
Thank you. Brandy from Bonner's Ferry.
Okay, let's tune in here and see. Oh, you're a biceiver. Ooh. And I really see that for you, it's all about heart communication. There's a lot of butterfly energy. You can actually channel the elemental realms, like the fairies, sprites, and all those light fluttering beings. Okay, so that's really beautiful. Toxicity is in the back heart, okay? And this is wounded. It's a wounded nature. You've got some defense mechanisms there. So we would want to take those defense mechanisms off and clear the withholds. Your specific withholds are of your heart. Sometimes the heart will shut down even though you know it needs to be open. So we've got to heal some of those past life wounds of being taken advantage of, being hurt and rejected.
Okay, thank you. Christy from Scottsdale.
Okay.
Same question.
So tuning in there, what we're looking at is off of the throat chakra. That's the gateway of receptivity. And you actually are a receiver. You're meant to channel the beings of light, love, power, and service. So these are the beings that are overseeing our planet. The universe works through them to really support up-level and upgrade and to heal. Now, let me just check to see that toxicity is in the pineal gland, also going into the pituitary gland, so mid-brain toxicity that needs to be cleared. And what we're looking at is some kind of past life defiance. So you were very defiant, and that defiance actually led to punishment. So when you wouldn't go along with everybody else and you were defiant and standing up for what you knew was true, it actually caused you to suffer, to be hurt, okay, and to be imprisoned. So we've got to undo that past and really start to open you up.
Okay, thank you. Karen from Denmark.
Okay, let's go in here, Karen, and let's just see. Okay, transmitter. So you're a transmitter. And let's just see. Oh, energetically, there's a lot of fear, so that cause of toxicity. Let's see what we're looking at. Oh, we're going into the brainstem, right ear chakra. Throat chakra is wavering, right? It's kind of, with the fear, it's kind of quivering, if you will. You know, there's insecurities, there's doubts, and there's a fear of failure. So you're not able to open up to the level of prosperity that you really could be. And part of your work is that you're meant to help people really feel confident and trusting in themselves. I also see for you that you can communicate with Archangel Michael and bring Archangel Michael's strength and solidity and hold space in a very strong way for people.
Beautiful. Thank you. Lorena from Pasadena.
Okay, Lorena, let's tune in here and let's see. Okay, gateway receptivity. Your gateway is open about 38% to 40%. Telepathic communication coming out of the back of the third eye. That's where you're channeling the information in. You are a telepathic receiver. Okay, the toxicity is about 67%, and it's hindering that clear communication. So what happens is you're partially correct when you try to translate that. So let's see what's going on with that. All right. So lack of confidence, lack of trust, and you're really starting to question whether you're going to be able to be successful, okay? So yours is a fear of success. If you really were to step into your purpose work fully, would you succeed? And because of that questioning, it causes you to hesitate, all right? So we're looking at a past life experience, and we're going 11 past lives ago.
Thank you. Sabine from Switzerland, and it's so late there, so thank you for being here, Sabine.
Okay, let's just get in there. Yeah, all right. So tuning in, we're looking at the front third eye as the gateway of receptivity. Your type of telepathy, you're a transmitter, okay? But I'm seeing you bound up in a past life. Literally, you've got shackles on your wrists and on your ankles. So, and I'm seeing you really being hurt in that past life. they thought that, you know, that you were, channeling, you know, the energy of the devil, right? I see you as a hands-on healer in that past life. And so again, we're wanting to reinstate your capacity, to bring the energy through and to transmit that energy. And you can transmit it through the hand chakras and your heart chakra. Okay, but right now it's taking you out. That toxicity is blocking you about 52%.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me read this one question. This is from Lynn in Buffalo. So the same question for Lynn, but I'm also going to ask you, she's asking, why are my ears plugged?
Yeah, okay, so let's tune in there and see what's going on specifically with the ears plugged. So there's anxiety in the ears, and it's what we call anticipatory anxiety. It's kind of like this. You may have heard suffering in the past. You may have heard information that, again, was a negative premonition. Higher self has been trying to open these channels for you, because when you heal that past life trauma that you had, and I'm literally talking about, you know, if you had a premonition that there was going to be war and that there was going to be slaughter of the village and you heard the screams, you would shut down your ability. You would close it off and you would swear to never open it again. That's what's happened to you. So for you, we've got to undo that. And we've got to open up the channels in the clairaudient ear chakras and the throat chakra. Now, let me just take a look at your type of telepathy. So you are a receiver, and your capacity to channel is, because of the toxicity, is only at about 28%. So we're looking at a high level of toxicity that's built up in the telepathic apparatus, and that's why the ears are plugged, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think everyone is really interested in hearing about the session you have and how they can work on opening up their telepathic channels. So, everyone, we're going to go to the offer now that Crystal has put together for everyone on the show today. And if you're listening to the webcast and on the web page, then you'll be clicking on the orange offer button that is underneath Crystal's photograph, and that'll take you to a page that's a telepathic communication. And if you're not on the webcast page and you want to type it in and follow along, and I know many of you have asked us to do this, so it's WOTASummit.com, and summit is S-U-M-M-I-T, and then /Crystal, and the number 4, and Crystal is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-E-L. It's like Christ with E-L on the end, and then the number 4. So everything's lowercase, WOTASummit.com/Crystal, and then the number 4, and that'll take you to her offer page, which is the telepathic communication. So, Crystal, if I can hand this over to you, not like I've been doing any talking, but if you got this.
So, cool. So to start, everyone, I just want you to sink down into your heart, and I want you to put everything away if you can give us your full attention. And the reason why I say that is because in order for you to get your message, whether this is for you, that's what needs to happen. Okay, and that's honoring you. It's honoring yourself. It's honoring your higher self, because so many times your higher self and your guide is there to bring an offering to you, and maybe you're too busy to hear it. But I know ultimately that you have been requesting to actually be in a place where this information and this opportunity would come to you. And this is what's happening right now. This is a journey. It's a journey that I'm going to take you on of deep clearing, opening, and healing So I want you to feel into this and really start to observe yourself kind of going through the journey. I've used a lot of thoughtfulness in putting this together. There's a reason behind everything in the order of this. And so I'll guide you through this. So really follow along. And if you have that page, follow along. I'm going to be teaching a little bit as I explain this dynamic journey that is before us and what it will do for you energetically. And that hopefully it will lead up to that private session with you, or excuse me, with me. And of course you will be there with me, but, if nothing else, that you'll get to do the teleclass. And so this journey is to support you in thriving in beloved communication and connection with your higher self, really imagining what it's like for you to feel confident and trusting and to be the embodiment of the energy of that light and truth, because that's what's possible. And there's certain things that we need to do to get you to that place. And so the first thing that I've created for us to do together is to do the primer, to prime your energy, to prepare your energetic systems so that you're able to make the adjustments very quickly. And I specifically work with Archangel Metatron and Metatron's Cube. And Metatron's Cube is actually an instrument of the divine for creation. And so I'm going to support you in this mystic primer. It's a live group pre-session. We're going to get on the golden grid of grace. We're going to call forth the energetic vibrations to start to clean up the inhibitors in the channels. We're going to clean up these feelings of doubt and fear. This is a good way for us to set our intention as well. So we come together as a group. We start to bring in the remembrance, to recalibrate, to restore your body, and to start to open you up as this vessel of light. So we'll do that mystic primer. The next step on the journey is the telepathic communication teleclass. And this goes very deep. And we do almost 2 hours where I teach you about the different types of telepathic communication. I teach you this because I want you to really understand them, but I also show you and kind of shine the light, if you will, on the different types of withholds, because primarily we have to go in and clear those major blockages, the withholds, the secrets that we have held for generations in our family, what that's done to us, how it has twisted our energy, how it has bound us up and wound us tightly, how it has prevented us from being open in being able to feel intimate with others. Also going through the past lives and the genealogical timelines, the withholds have literally created a sense of burden within us. So we're shifting all of the past lives where we have been hurt and harmed and where we have been bound down. So we're clearing that. Also, we're going in during that time together, and we're literally going into the brain, into the areas of the brain, into the memories, the chakras, meridians, the nadis. We're going into the DNA, clearing and releasing with Metatron's Cube. Metatron's Cube is very light. It's precious. It's like a beautiful beam of light, like a laser beam that can go in and surgically kind of extract out of our psyche any of these inhibitors, any of the stagnancy, the patterns, paradigms. And I want you to know we're going deep into clearing out the feeling of unworthiness, okay? So you may not know it, but there's a level of unworthiness, and that's what's blocking you to opening yourself up as being sacred and being capable and being this vessel of illumination. So we're going to clear that, and we're opening and clearing the specific channels, the telepathic channels for divine communication with your angels, guides, spirits, the archangels, the cosmic beings, and especially your higher self. As we move through, literally, I'm going to guide you and lead you down the path. So we're clearing, but also at the end, we're going to do a telepathy attunement. On that golden grid of grace, we're using cosmic pink crystalline light frequencies, illuminating your vessel, starting to bring in the energies so that you become your sovereign self. It's very magical, but of course, again, you've got to be committed because this is a really deep call. Now, after we do that, you're going to be invited to a call where we're going to kick off 11 days of remote healing at the highest levels. I'm going to literally work with your energy. I'm going to take you through Metatron's Cube, the 1111 Gateway. I'm going to work on the celestial realms with your whole body being. We are going to go through and clear specifically over these 11 days the astral plane interference that accumulates in your aura and your light body. Now, if you haven't heard this before, just be open to this. At nighttime, guess what? Your astral body goes out on this nightly excursion to the astral plane, and it starts to connect and communicate with others. It actually goes to classes and learns certain things. But if the astral body is a traveler, it comes back and returns to you, but many times it brings back with it karmic residue. This is like sticky karmic cosmic debris. And when that energy comes with your astral body, many times it weighs it down and it impacts it to such a degree that it influences the other energy bodies and causes disruption. And sometimes it won't even come all the way back. You see, your astral body is supposed to slide back into place before you awaken in the morning. And that allows for easy communication between the auric bodies and your chakras. So if you're not able to clear the residue or this karmic cosmic energy, then you're not going to have that clear communication. So I'm going to work. We're going to launch the healing on this call, and then I will literally work with you over 11 days remotely. I'll tune into your energy field and do the healings with Metatron's Cube. After that, we're going to do a group channeling, a remote activation of your telepathic apparatus, okay? Now, the telepathic apparatus, as we look at this, the telepathic apparatus is a literal structure in your psyche and in your aura. And what it does is it allows the efficiency of the energy to flow through your being. So you can literally translate the information clearly, and that you're able to be the best receiver that you can imagine yourself to be, the best transmitter or biceiver. And so we're going to be working with Archangel Metatron. I'm going to be calling forth the cosmic essences of divine light, wisdom, and grace, and we're going to work on your telepathic apparatus. Not only are we working to awaken it, but again, to have it as a vessel that can be utilized for truth. So we've got to upgrade this. And think of these energy essences that we're bringing forth as vibrational master keys of celestial music. It's a vibrational frequency that is a cosmic energy of your soul. Your gates, the intuitive gates, are going to be unlocked, and we're going to bring this feeling of safety and security, as well as confidence. But it's important with telepathic communication that you create your apparatus so that it doesn't allow foreign energies and entities into your body. Okay? So I'm talking about entities as dark, shadowy, you know, beings. So we're literally going to have your telepathic apparatus fully attuned with the vibrational keys, and you're going to be able to hear that beautiful music, the sound of your soul. Okay? Then we're going to go into having our private session. In the private session, as you can see on the page, I'm actually going to be tuning in to your higher self, utilizing Metatron's cube. We're going to clear lack of confidence, unworthiness, doubt, fear, guilt, all of the stagnancy in the body. I'm going to be helping you with the withholds, specific withholds. I'm also going to clear the distortion, confusion, and rewire your left brain, right brain to embody your telepathic type, okay? Some of you are more geared towards left brain right now. Some of you are geared more right brain. We need to bring that into balance based on your telepathic type. I'm also going to open up a portal within your being. From the heart, I'm literally opening the communication channel with your higher self, with whichever angel you're to be working with. I'm going to be reading your guides, animal spirits, and cosmic beings. So I'm literally going to be connecting you through that portal with the specific beings. Again, it's not a question of whether it's going to happen. It is going to happen. Okay? We're literally going to do it on the call. Today I did one of the telepathic communication sessions, and it was so cool because actually one of the cosmic beings was this Palladian oracle that she was connected to. And I saw the vision of this beautiful Palladian goddess that was crowned. And she had this gorgeous platinum white colored hair. And she literally was an oracle. And my client had no idea that this was a beautiful cosmic being that was a guide for her and that she could channel this information. So really wonderful when we get in here and you start to see who is there with you. We're also going to activate the cosmic fingerprint. This is your soul signature. And I'm going to be enhancing the personal pattern, the whorls and the spirals of your soul signature. It's kind of like a fingerprint. It's unique to you. And we're going to now have that amplified, that energy amplified, so that you can now send your soul signature energy out through your body being. Literally, having this resounding echo throughout all of creation, reaching and touching the hearts that you're meant to. We're going to work with light body alignment. We're going to make sure that you're amplifying the star tetrahedron, as above, so below. But one of the most important things that I love about the private session is the illumination of the flower of life within you. I'm going to activate that. The flower of life, I want you to think about this as literally what shapes your further expression of you. This is the seed of life that has been planted in your soul specifically for this incarnation. So think of it that we're literally going to be watering the seed of your soul to bear fruit of life in this lifetime, and you're going to be finally expressing your truth specific to you as this divine being, and absolutely trusting that that's what you're meant to do. So that is a beautiful signature session. This is the telepathic communication mystic attunement that we'll be doing together. Now, of course, we're going to have follow-up for you because, again, as we work together, remember I said that I'm bringing on Amanda Hopkins, and in between the primer and the telepathic communication teleclass, Amanda Hopkins is going to be on the call with you. She is, again, our medical intuitive. She has a wonderful history working with the body. As we have brought her up, opening her telepathic communication, she is a wizard, and she literally has an ability to look deep into all of your body systems and literally the body tissues and into the body centers. And she's going to look at the disharmonious energies and the emotions that pool in the nerve-rich body centers that correspond to you tuning in with the divine frequencies. She's going to be able to tell you what is causing you to break down your structures, to deteriorate, and any of the dysfunctional capacity in your body being. So she's going to reconnect those body tissues to their innate divine intelligence. This is a restorative way of you being able to come into the truth. So it's leading you out of any kind of physical disease. She'll read specifically the major disruption preventing your telepathic communication. Okay? She's reading the three brains, head brain, heart brain, gut brain. All right? So what's not allowing you to open as a vessel of light for the divine? She's going to be on there. I'll be on there as well on that call, creating a sacred container. This is so valuable because the three brains they coincide with the three soul centers, which are required to be in alignment for you to open your telepathic communication and to be able to channel. Okay? After that, we're going to literally go in. And for 6 weeks, we're all going to be utilizing these beautiful audios. And the audios are literally prescribed. Okay, I want you to think of it as that. The audios are, it's a 6-week protocol. They're deep trance guided journeys. I'm actually certified as a clinical hypnotherapist, and I've created these to access multiple layers of your mind. So these are going to be the follow-up that make sure that you actually are working on your receptivity. So again, becoming a master receiver and also as a transmitter, working on your ability for transmission, mastering your telepathic transmitter abilities. Okay, so as you read there, you're going to see that for 6 weeks, now that we've done the deeper clearing, we've opened up and activated the channels, now we're literally going to be able to support you in converting the language of your intuition into specific directives so that you can become confident. So that you actually can now bring forth manifestations and live in a powerful way and in a way that your higher self wants you to live according to your divine mission. Imagine being able to really trust what's coming through, to translate it accurately, and to be able to be fearless in communicating that with others and living out your mission. That's why we've created this. And with Amanda Hopkins, we're holding you. We're leading you and holding you so that you're not alone. You really are held. So that's the offering today. You can do the package with me and have the one-on-one session, the Mystic Attunement, or you can choose to actually go through and do the call with Amanda Hopkins and the deep dive telepathic teleclass, okay, that telepathic communication teleclass with us. Both ways are very, very valuable for you in opening up, but I truly hope that in your heart, you're coming in fully committed to the divine and to your higher self, because that's what's going to make your heart happy. That's what's really going to have you be in that state of open-hearted, devotional energy that really lights you up. And that's my goal for you, is to feel compelled to do this because you're going to come away lit up, illuminated, and so grateful that now you can literally be in the oneness with your higher self.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. What an amazing offering. Wow. Just looking at that offer, it's so comprehensive and so, so nurturing. Wow. There's so much in there. Beautiful. Primer calls. There's the teleclass, the remote healings, the hypnotherapy journeys. And then I just wanted to clarify, actually, regardless of which one you get, there's the bonus with Amanda as well. So she comes with both of those. Yeah, beautiful. Wow, incredible offering. Thank you so much, Crystal. I mean, I think everyone can just hear in your voice your level of commitment to the community, you know, your level of commitment to really helping everyone, really becoming the best version of themselves, who they can be, you know, really opening up and discovering their true self, or stepping up into their pure and true self. It's just a beautiful, beautiful nurturing container that you've created for everyone, and a wonderful level of service that you're prepared to provide. So thank you so much for making this offer available and really doing the work, because this is a lot of work to put this on. So clearly we can see that you're committed. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And yes, that's why we call it a path, because as I've done this for many years in working with people, this isn't something that we just wake up and we just say, okay, you know, I'm going to pray to become my higher self. We really need to go deep, and we also need to do the things that make our heart joyful. And when we're in an inspired community and we're all working together, everything is amplified. And especially in this community, Ian, because as you know, you're wired telepathically as an amplifier. So you bring that level of love and that deep level of wisdom. And for our community here, you actually amplify the results that they're getting. And I want everybody to not just have it be some kind of like fluffy thing that we're throwing around of like, ooh, I'm going to become my higher self. I want you to know that there is a path that you can take, and that as you are focusing in and you're committed each day to that level of awareness, the degree of your commitment is the degree to which your higher self light is literally going to enter in to moments in your life where you'll feel that level of awareness and commitment translated to experiences, to intimacy with people, to being able to offer a gift, whether that's, you know, a directive, guidance, inspiration. It's all there. It's all there. And so at this time, this is my commitment and my offering to you. So I hope that you'll join. I hope you'll say yes to this.
Will you? Will you, everyone? It's a beautiful offering, so thank you again. Crystal, earlier on in the show, we shared with everyone in the community that you would tell them or teach them an exercise.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
And because we said it, I want to stay in integrity and take them through that. So can we do that now?
Of course. Absolutely. Okay. Everyone ready? So what this is going to do, it's a very simple practice of enhancing the energy flow to the brain and opening up your telepathic communication. So it's important when we talk about being a vessel that we actually bring the energy through our body from both right brain and left brain. And the way that we can help to open up those channels of left brain, right brain, and the light flowing through is by looking at or sensing the way that we're breathing. Our breath is directly linked to the amount of power we have of channeling our consciousness as light through the meridians and the nadis of our body, okay? So we've all heard about Kundalini rising and bringing the light energy from the base of our spine, that kind of sleeping snake, right? And weaving the energy up into our third eye and then having that aha moment, right, of awakening. It's important to use the breath and to visualize that. And so we can check. It's a really cool way that we can check to see, is one side blocked and closed off right now? Is another, is the right left, the right nostril blocked, or is the left nostril blocked, okay? So to preface this exercise, I'm going to have you practice. And I'm going to just share with you a little bit. The energy flowing to enhance the brain, we're going to utilize our hand, specifically the thumb, as an antenna. So first to practice, put out one of your arms, thumb straight up, fingers together. Now bend your fingers, keep them together, bend them and point them back towards your body. Okay, so again, put your arm out. Put your thumb straight up, fingers together, bend your fingers back like they're pointing towards your body, keeping your thumb up. Now you're going to put your fingers on the midline of your forehead with your pinky at the third eye. So what's going to happen, keeping your thumb facing up, is that all of the ends of your fingers are literally going to be now from the pinky stacked all the way up along the midline, thumb facing up, okay? Now, let's go ahead and do this. Very simple. Close your eyes. Closing your eyes, just breathe and open and notice. Are you breathing out of the left nostril or the right nostril? What is the predominant nostril that you're breathing out of, the left or the right? If you're primarily breathing out of the left, you're left dominant. I want you to use your right fingers. So remember, your right fingers in vertical position, your thumb is aimed up like an antenna. Okay, bring those fingers to the midline. If you are right dominant, then use your left fingers. So again, thumb aimed up like an antenna, fingers together, bring them to the midline. Start to concentrate on your thumb as you're breathing, placing your attention on the tip of your thumb, imagine it as an antenna. And as you breathe, imagine now breathing into your belly. And letting the energy move all the way up, up the spine, around the head, third eye, and coming back down through the nostrils, what's going to happen is you're going to start to notice both nostrils will open and your breath will be supporting the telepathic communication channels opening up. Breathing and opening now. Beautiful. Breathing and opening. Good. Excellent. Okay, Ian, how are you doing?
Good. Feels like I'm breathing through both nostrils.
That's the point. So see, now as you breathe, and specifically breathing into the belly, letting that energy activate the root chakra and come up the spine, around to the third eye and coming back through. Now that's a very easy way to open the left brain, right brain communication channels and to balance your body for that telepathic communication, enhancing it.
Thank you. Well, this has been an amazing call, but we want to keep it going. So we got some more reading. So for those of you who still have your hands up, thank you so much. We're going to get to you like right away. So let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Pleasanton, California, 4766, the last four digits of your phone number. You're on Live with Crystal.
Well, thank you. This is Steve.
Hi Steve.
Welcome. Hello. So,
okay, tuning in, huh?
I'm interested to know what my type is and what blockages I may have.
Yeah, sure. So let me just tune in, Steve, tuning into your type of telepathy with your higher self. You're a biceiver, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're carrying energy of others on your back. Right? You actually have some people kind of hanging on to you, okay? And so what's happening is it kind of feels that sometimes that you're on this roller coaster ride. Sometimes you go deep into the lows, and then other times you can kind of make your way out to the highs, right? So when you get into those lows, what are the thoughts that you're thinking? Are you wondering, like, why? Why is this happening?
No, I think I'm just asking for help on what I can do to make things better, possibly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So with that, really looking deep, I'm seeing that there's some toxicity that is sitting in the front third eye in the pineal gland. There's calcified energies there. And what we're seeing is that you really have a deep, deep level of connection with the earth and what's going on and the mistreatment of the planet and how society is kind of ignorant, if you will, to the interconnectedness of all things. Part of your mission is to bring a level of unity consciousness and awareness, okay? And so you're not able to do this when you're taking on responsibility and letting that weight of the world, if you will, be on your back. So let me just see when this was created. It was created after birth, so it started in this lifetime. And you were very young, around 8 to 9 years old when this started coming in. So for you, you're going to need to go back to your 8, 9-year-old self and really give your self permission to not take on the responsibility, even though you can feel the damage that's actually happening to our earth right now, to our planet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, letting that go. You have a direct link to the earth and her creatures. Animal communication is a big part of your way of connecting.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're
Thanks,
welcome.
Steve. Love to you. Bye now. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to Park City, Utah. 9878, last four digits of the phone number. Park City, Utah.
Hi, this is Terry.
And I would like to know what I am and what my blockages are.
Sure. Okay, so tuning into you. So the type of telepathy, you're a transmitter, okay? And one of the things that we're looking at for you, Terry, is that you have the gateway right there at the throat. Sometimes what happens is people don't really value what you say to them, right? There's knowings that you have, and you have this innate ability to kind of see what the best path is for that person, but they don't like you telling them sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, again, when you do tell them, then sometimes they turn against you. All right? In your history, in your past life, we see that there is a point of pain in a past life. And what I'm seeing is we're looking at 38 past lives ago. And so you really were kind of this person that would, you know, be able literally to just walk through the village and be able to see a person's future. And you wanted to tell them the future, like, don't do this or do that, okay? And so a lot of that reprimanding energy, being an outcast, being strange, being weird, being different, that is accumulated there, okay, in that throat chakra. So we have to watch out for that. The level of toxicity is about, 54 to 55% right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know you have valuable information to give. It's really important for you to surround yourself with people that do value what you have to offer. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
Terry. Sweet soul.
Great.
Much love
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much. Thank
okay.
You.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's go back to the web for just a little while. And Stacy in Fort Worth. Type and toxicity.
Okay, let's take a look here. Receiver. And we're looking at the left ear chakra. And we're also looking at the power center. The blockage is actually in the gut and going down into the intestines, okay? So there's stagnant energy that's there. With you, I'm tracing this back to actually a past life. And what I'm seeing there is in that past life, there's a lot of feeling of, it's like being paralyzed, being so frightened and so shut down. As a receiver, you would take on the fear of the community. And I'm seeing you in this past life, you're in a village, and I'm actually seeing it's kind of like, you know, the government or the warriors at that time or the kingsmen coming in and threatening everyone. And you were there at that time, and you could feel those threats, literally like knives coming in, because there's a fear of being hurt, being raped, being taken advantage of. Now, as we clear that, as the receiver, you're very capable of actually channeling Archangel Raphael energy. You are a divine healer, and to bring that healing energy through and to allow that to come through your whole body, your ability to communicate with Archangel Raphael can actually be used to tell people specifically where any kind of injuries, blockages, or inhibitors are in their aura and help them open up for healing.
Beautiful. What a gift. What a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eunice from Kauai.
Okay, tuning in. I see a lot of light. All right. Lots of light coming in from the back heart. That's where that gateway is for you for telepathic communication. You are a biceiver. The light energy coming in, really here to illuminate people's hearts, inspire them, light them up. There's a sweetness. You're working with the elemental. Specifically, also, you're working with the whales and the dolphins in the ocean. You have that capacity to channel the elementals, so a lot of the animal communication as well. The level of toxicity that we're looking at is about 43%, and a lot of this is worry and sadness. Worry and sadness is what needs to be cleared.
Okay, thank you. All right, and let's go back to the phones quickly. Let's go to Waterbury, Connecticut, 8393.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh, hello. Hi, thank you for taking my call, Crystal.
Sure.
And my name is Anne, and I'd like to know which type and my blockage.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a look here energetically. So you are a receiver moving to biceiver. You have an evolutionary path that goes from, okay, let's have you be really good at becoming a receiver, and then you're going to start working on being a transmitter, okay? One of the things that is causing you to be stuck here is this energy that looks like desperation or despair. And what I'm seeing is a past life where you actually started observing people in kind of a space of anguish, right? There's a lot of anguish and desperation. And for you, it was like you gave your food away. You gave your money away, right? What do I need to do? I'm giving it all away. In this lifetime, you have the same tendency, right? You give things away, right?
Right. Well, yes, but I also hold on to things.
Yeah. So, you know, what we have to do is we have to work on that persona, that aspect that gives it away. As a receiver, you're meant to receive the energy. And first and foremost, it's for you, okay? If you don't hold those boundaries, what happens is people betray you. They take advantage of you. And then it literally causes your body to shut down, causes stagnation, causes stuckness, okay? So the toxicity right now for you is pretty high. It's about 69%. So this is really important work for you to work on, especially the back sacral chakra. A lot of your creativity is shut down because you're being drained by others, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Anne.
We got to open
Thank
that
you,
up.
Crystal.
Open the creativity. Woohoo.
Beautiful. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, 7464 are the last four digits, and you're on live with Crystal.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
This is Lisa.
Hi.
I want to know my what are my blockages and my types.
Yeah, so let me tune in now to you. Okay, you're a transmitter. You have a lot of wisdom that comes down, and you also can call forth a lot of grace. You help people with manifesting things. You, I don't know if you pray, but your power of prayer is off the charts. So let's say that someone comes to you and has some kind of issue, like they need money to pay the rent. You can actually do a prayer treatment that will literally spark the energy of the ethereal realm, and you can help them manifest that very quickly, okay? You are meant to channel high vibrations of prosperity. Now,
I do a lot of praying, and I meditate, and I see a lot of colors all the time.
Yeah, I believe it. You are literally like so powerful. One of the things that we have to watch out for is a history of victimization in your family line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at both your mother's and your father's line, so you're going to need to do some genealogical clearing of the timelines. This victimization, literally disempowerment, disheartened, discouragement, right? The feeling of being powerless, being hopeless, being helpless. That is the conditioning that has come through, and that does not match with your power of prosperity consciousness,
mm-hmm.
okay? So
mm-hmm.
it's causing you, on the one hand, you feel very prosperous when you're in that power of prayer and connection, but over here, sitting in the front of your stomach, in that power center, is the whole victimization programming and paradigm. So that's
mm-hmm.
taking you out about, 49%, okay? So we got to work on that.
Okay. And how do I work on that?
I would suggest doing the telepathic communication teleclass. That's going to knock that right out.
Okay.
That's offered here today. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take a look at that, Verlisa. Take a look at that. If you weren't here earlier on, then it'll be coming out by email tonight. You'll get the link and you'll see the beautiful offer. But I would also encourage you listening to the replay if you joined a little later, because this was such an important and informative call. And then listen to the offer because Crystal's got two options there. And what she's recommending is the workshop style, the teleclass call, which also includes a bonus with Amanda Hopkins. That's the one that you really should be taking. And just listen to that. And if it resonates, then we'll see you in the teleclass.
Okay, that's gonna come on. That's gonna come in my email.
Yeah, later tonight. Make sure you open it.
Okay.
All right, sweet soul. Thank you for your beautiful energy. Love you. Bye now.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Who's saying
hello?
Hello.
It's me. I don't know who said hello. I think that was someone on Valisa's phone line.
How interesting. How interesting.
I think. Okay. Well, yeah. Wow, Crystal Hughes, thank you so much for your energy. And, wow, you really you brought it today. You brought it. And you've been doing this for like an hour or 2 hours now, readings and sharing and insights and wisdom. So, you know, our deepest gratitude here from the Wisdom Show to you for sharing this information and you know, bringing forth not only the information, but, you know, one thing that I really, really picked up was the vibration that the divine is bringing forth through you is the vibration of, are you ready to do the work? Because here is a vehicle, right? The commitment. And, you know, if you're willing to do that and you feel the calling, then you're really, really in wonderful hands with Crystal. Of course, if you've worked with Crystal before, you know that to be true. But if you've never worked with Crystal before, well, then I'm sure I'll leave it up to you to decide. But it's a beautiful, beautiful experience, and you absolutely are nurtured and cared for. And the insights that you receive and the energy transfer that you receive is pretty phenomenal. So again, Crystal, thank you so much for being on the show. And, of course, I have to ask you if there's anything that has come to you in the last few moments or anything throughout the call that you feel maybe we missed or I didn't ask you or you feel the divine wants to share through you right now. Absolutely. This is a good time to say that.
Well, it's been such a delight to be on here, and thank you for inviting me. And I just want everyone to know, you know, keep that positive energy and attitude up, right? Persevere. And let your actions be aligned with what your desires are. That is so important, to be congruent. You have the ability. You absolutely have the ability to be a high-level intuitive. And with that ability comes this level of joy. Your body is going to come to life. It's going to love the light flowing through it. It's going to be overjoyed in the dance with the divine. And so my, you know, my wish for you is to really feel that passionate energy where you are devoted from your heart. You feel that energy of joy and light, and you feel yourself as magnificent. You are so talented. You are so brilliant. Be brave and allow yourself to step into this next pathway, because there's just so much light that's there for you to take. And of course, as you take that light, then you come into the understanding of how specifically to offer that. And your body's going to feel so good. You're going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to truly know that you are blessed. So much love to all of you. Blessings, blessings be to all of you. Thank you again, Ian, Shelley, for putting this together and having me here with this lovely community.
Of course, you're welcome. And thank you, beautiful beings, beautiful souls, for being here and listening in. It is such a delight to be in your energy. Thank you for bringing it and being part of this community. It is truly that we are here for everyone of you. So thank you for being here. Much appreciation. We thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Son. We thank the ancient ones and the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you so much for everything. Much love to you all. Bye now.